I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in 2. You may know that March is Women's History Month, but did you know why it takes place each year in the month of March? It all goes back to today in labor history. The year was 1857. That was the day that hundreds of women working in New York City's garment industry went on strike. The women demanded better wages, safer working conditions, a 10-hour workday, and equal rights. In the years that followed the historic strike, March 8th became an important time for women workers to rally in the city. So on March 8th, 1908, a crowd of 15,000 women workers in New York took to the streets. The marching women demanded the right to vote, an end to sweatshops, and a halt to child labor. At the International Socialist Congress in 1910, a German woman named Clara Zetkin proposed March 8th be declared as International Women's Day. Women from 17 countries agreed, and over the years, the day continued to hold a special place for women in the labor movement. Women from Bangladesh to South Africa to Venezuela have held demonstrations for workers and civil rights on this day. By 1980, President Jimmy Carter declared the week surrounding March 8th Women's History Week. His declaration read in part, "Too often, the women were unsung, and sometimes their contributions went unnoticed. But the achievements, leadership, courage, strength, and love of the women who built America was as vital as of the men whose names we know so well." In 1987, the week was expanded, and March became known as Women's History Month. And it all started with garment workers who were not afraid to stand up for their rights, leading the way for countless numbers of other women who have bravely followed in their footsteps. Labor History in 2 brought to you by the Illinois Labor History Society and The Rick Smith Show. For more information, go to laborhistoryin2.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on the Twitters at Labor History in 2.